Salon Piano Series Incorporated out of Madison. First reader is Jillian.
So, the Salon Piano Series is located right here in Madison, part of Farley House. They are a traditional piano recital series, although they are expanding into and adding jazz. So, typical piano recitals are their norm, duo pianos, chamber music, stuff like that. They do about 4 to 5 of these. Very intimate space performances, about 100 seats for them. One of their, the big things that they pointed out throughout this application was that this was a unique experience doing traditional piano music, but they get to do them on these refurbished, beautiful pianos that are rare, some of them. Again, all personnel for this organization are all volunteers. They do pay their staff, and they bring in hourly staff just for performances only to handle ticketing, hospitality, videography, all of that. They have a list of very wonderful artists and emerging artists, so definitely a degree of excellence that is there. They have strong donor and sponsorship levels, from what I saw, in their financials. So they are definitely have a lot of support. As far as outreach, they ask all of their performers to come in to do master classes. They also have every performer does a talk beforehand about the composer and the repertoire that they're going to perform, and then I think at intermission they have a kind of technical conversation about the instruments that the people are playing on, followed by receptions that offer people the opportunity to give a lot of feedback. They do audience surveys, but most of the information that they collect is informal. I want to say partnerships with local schools to identify candidates for their master classes, so they're connected in the Madison school district. I think what else? Again, responsive to audience feedback. Everybody wants to sit and be able to see the pianist's hands on the keyboard, and so they install the camera over the piano so that everyone can get to see it from wherever they're sitting, which I think is brilliant. I was going to say, as far as their, they seem to, like I said, have a pretty strong budget. Organizations, I mean, like, their donor base has increased. And their subscriber base is increased in the last year, which is amazing.
All right. Maria, we know you're going through some technical changes.
I'm going
right there.
Some things.
Is that
I can keep talking if need be.
I wonder, you know, how especially any of you that are from Madison enjoyed that very colorful, interesting description of the Madison art scene.
And yes.
That was very interesting reading, and they talked about Madison being enriched by the cultural understory, and that. However, you know, there are all these mammoth organizations in Madison, but opportunities still exist for organizations limber enough to focus on core values and the essential and potent transaction between music players and listeners. And it seems like they've got this core audience that loves to just geek out on keyboard instruments, and I know some people like that, and I think, you know, for what they're doing with this very narrow focus, they are really nailing it. It's very impressive, and I know Farley's got a tremendous reputation as an instrument rebuilder and everything. They're highly regarded. I did note that student tickets are $10, whereas regular tickets are $45 or $50 at the door. So there's a significant discount they make for students. I also like their discussion of the delicate topic of repeat artists and how they try to balance, you know, bringing back audience favorites with seeking out new people. Seems like they spent a pretty significant portion of their budget on advertising. Almost $17,000 out of $49,000 seemed, coming from an organization where advertising budget was really low, that strikes me as high. But in the interesting juxtaposition, the sort of merging with the retail piano store and, you know, all the technical abilities of that operation merged with the, you know, showing the artistic fruition of all this technical stuff that goes into instruments. I just thought that was kind of cool. And they make archival recordings. Did you say this while I was...
No, I didn't, but yeah, they do.
Of all of their recordings, so people that cannot attend, you know, they have access that.
All right. Other comments from the panel?
I'll jump in. I think they've. It's an interesting choice for them as a piano refurbishing company and sales company to take advantage of that position to bring an arts program to what they're doing. It's definitely niche programming, and they definitely have a small target audience. So I was a little surprised at the amount of marketing dollars, because if you've got 4 to 6 events that seat 100 people, you've got 600 people. You spend $17,000 to get 600 people. That's a little concerning. So maybe some of that marketing is actually about the business and not only about the arts. It'd be helpful to know that information. Mm-hmm. One of the things I was impressed with is that they recognize there's very little diversity in the artists they're bringing in, and they say that's sort of the nature of that art form, that it's male-dominated, but they are aware of it and looking at how they can address that. So I thought that was good points for them.
All right.
I had Todd, and I guess I'd like to see all of our applicants do a better job of hitting all of the criteria, maybe paragraph by paragraph, because it was a lot of words and it was a long application. I think by my word count, it went over the limit.
Oh.
But in just the narratives, I thought there could have, I would have liked to see a little better description of who was involved in design and implementation. I did like that they identified some barriers, ticket costs, the diversity of performers, and had some proposals about that. I think that Craig, let's see their narrative on the what difference they made. I know, I see this in a lot of them. They tell about a lot of things they do, but they don't have any really impact statements. Well, we assume that it has some impact, but give us some more details on that. Mm-hmm. I think there were some nice comments from artists and patrons. Again, some more detail about the planning and evaluation process would have been helpful to me.
Yes.
And I guess, again, addressing each of the listed criteria in a separate paragraph. I think that goes for all of our applicants. I didn't look at the financial part that you had mentioned, Leslie, but I was a little concerned about just sort of the amount of verbiage that was committed to these exquisitely repaired pianos, and was start to wonder if we weren't getting crossing some of their artistic endeavors with their piano business. And just that they were a little more careful about how they worded that. So, those are my comments.
Agreed. I do think those lines between I'm trying to sell a piano and I'm trying to sell a ticket, it's a little blurry. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and the long lists of names who have appeared could be put into a support document of here's what we've presented. And I think that would cut down on some of the, I can't follow the copy quite as well because it's just a list of names.
Yeah. I was a little, I thought their board was a little, most of the board had served 5 years. There was not a lot of diversity, not a lot of growth in that area. So they're an exquisite group of artists, couple of beautiful performances. Not a lot of youth participating, albeit they had $10 tickets for the young pups. Somehow they weren't connecting with that audience. It was less than 3% of their audience overall. And I was reading the financial statements, and I found a $1,000 sales tax note in their financials. And I thought, my goodness, $1,000 on a budget of, what's the budget like, 40?
46,000.
And I found that in the financial statements that they submitted. And it's just a flag that went up, and I didn't know what that was about or why that was included or what would be taxed for this organization. In Wisconsin, performances are not taxed, are they? My ticket is taxed?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's not in Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yes, sorry. Okay.
This has been an issue for a long time with Wisconsin presenters that comes up in the network conversation all the time. Not all the time as much anymore, but still, it's the how do we deal with the sales tax on tickets? Because...
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Okay.
If you could do your scoring...